KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, girls district golf meets held yesterday in Class 3A up at Lake Creek Country Club in Storm Lake. Atlantic won the district title with a 381 team total. Also qualifying for the regionals was Carroll, the runner-up at 397. Harlan shot 399 for third place. Individually, Sarah Pettit of Carroll was the medalist with an 82. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was runner-up shooting 86. Caitlin Walter of Atlantic also qualified individually with a 95, good for third place yesterday. In Class 1A golf at the Griswold Golf and Country Club, Audubon with a 411 and AHST at 485 were the two regional qualifiers. Individually, Susie Byland of Audubon was medalist with a 90 with an 84. Anna Hildebrand of Riverside shot 91 for second place. Lexi Tiggison of Audubon a 103 for third. Kara Collins of Exira EHK with a 106 was fourth. Rachel Flug of Audubon, Nicole Tarks of AHST, and Faith Flifflet of Audubon all shot 112. And they all advanced as well. The top five plus ties advanced to the regional round. In Class 1A, Mount Air Golf and Country Club, the host, it was Corning with a 409, the regional champ. Nish Nabotna with 481 also was the runner-up, and they advance to the regional round as well. Individually, Kaylee Westlake of Corning with a 90 was medalist. Amber Miller of Nish Nabotna shot 90 for runner-up. Bailey Heaton of Corning, 91, was also among the qualifiers to the regional. Class 1A at Pleasantville Golf and Country Club yesterday. It was Pleasantville with a 339 and Ankeny Christian at 374, both qualifying for the regionals. Individually, Victoria Grasso of Ankeny Christian was medalist, shooting a 69, easily the low round in that meet. Also in a 2A meet at Ida Grove yesterday, it was East Sac County at 379 and Missouri Valley at 399, the two team qualifiers for the regionals. Individually, Mandy Johnson of East Sac was the medalist with an 88. Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley shot 88 for runner-up. Janelle Smithson of Moe Valley shot 89 for third. Also, Kristen Volstead of IKM Manning placed fifth with a 93. They all advance. In Class 2A at Fort Dodge yesterday at Lakeside Golf Course, Kemper Catholic won the district title with a 372. Ogden with a 413 was the runner-up. They both advanced to the regional round. Individually, Morgan Neighborhouse with an 86 and Megan Wiederin with a 91. Both of Kemper Catholic were the top two individual golfers. At Shenandoah's American Legion Country Club yesterday in Class 2A, Clorinda won the district title with a 388 total. Underwood at 423 was runner-up. They both move on to the regional round. Individually, Shelby Williams of Cam Adair Casey was the medalist. She shot 81 yesterday. Kate Havens of Central Decatur with a 93 was runner-up. Heather Offert and Ellie Shane of Clorinda each shot 95, and they advance as well. Sydney Rarick of Clorinda posted 98. She'll move on now to the regional round as well next week. In high school soccer last night, in girls' action, Atlantic defeated Riverside 4-1 last night. Alyssa Becerra scored off an assist by Amy Lovren in the first period. Lovren scored a goal off an assist by Caroline Truitt as well in the first. Lovren scored a second goal of the night at the 21-minute mark of the second half by Becerra's assist. And Leisha Hensman also scored a goal toward the end of the game to put Atlantic up 4-1 last night for that win. Also last night in boys' soccer, it was Riverside over Nottoway Valley 3-2, while Glenwood beat Denison by a final of 2-0. In Hawkeye 10 Conference tennis action yesterday, the girls' Hawkeye 10 tennis tourney was held. Red Oak won the team title with 26 points. Denison and Lewis Central tied for second with 24 each. Glenwood with 20 points was fourth. Shenandoah with 17 fifth. Creston had 10 points for sixth. Clorinda was seventh with 9. Kemper Catholic was eighth with 7. Harlan was ninth with 5 points. Atlantic had 2 points, good for 10th place. The champions included Abby Bankston of Lewis Central at number one singles. Maddie Misfelt of Lewis Central was the champion. champ at number two singles. Also at number one doubles, Rachel Ingram and Cassidy Ipson of Denison teamed up for the championship, while Carly Viss and Megan Kinsey of Denison was the number two doubles team champion. For Atlantic, they had two place finishers in doubles. At number one doubles, Tori Dolch and Lexi Allen placed eighth. Lisa Gearhart and Abby Johnson also placed eighth at number two doubles yesterday for the Trojans. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Alfonso Soriano singled in the go-ahead run in the eighth inning as the Chicago Cubs sent the St. Louis Cardinals to their fourth straight loss at home, 6-4. Brian Lehair had three hits for the Cubs, including a two-run homer, breaking a 1-for-14 slump. Chicago's late rally wasn't enough to make a winner of starter Ryan Dempster, though, whose winless streak reached 15 starts dating to last August. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Houston 5-1, Washington over San Diego 8-5, Cincinnati 3-1 over Atlanta, Mets were 3-1 winners over Milwaukee, Pittsburgh 3-2 over Miami. The Dodgers beat Arizona 3-1 and San Francisco 3-2 over Colorado. In the American League, Bruce Chen pitched into the seventh inning for his second straight win, and the Kansas City Royals took advantage of Adrian Beltre's throwing error for a 3-1 win at Texas. Chen has won his last two starts since a four-game losing streak. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat Baltimore 8-5, Tampa Bay over Toronto 7-1, Boston beat Seattle 6-1, Cleveland over Minnesota 5-4, the White Sox beat Detroit 7-5, Oakland over the LA Angels 5-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Iowa Cubs beat Sacramento 3-1, Omaha over Fresno by a final of 8-5. In Major League Baseball action today, the Cubs and the Cards will finish up their quick two-game set at Busch Stadium. That'll be a day game today, and we'll have it for you live here on the radio. Pre-game show getting underway at 11:50 this morning. First pitch is set for 12:45 this afternoon. In other baseball news, the Dodgers will place outfielder Matt Kemp on the disabled list due to a strained left hamstring. Kemp had played in 399 straight games before missing last night's contest, ending what was the longest consecutive game streak currently in the majors. Also in baseball, the government star witness in the Roger Clemens perjury retrial took the stand Monday and recalled the time that he allegedly gave the seven-time Cy Young Award winner a booty shot of steroids. Brian McNamee told the jury that he injected one of baseball's most successful pitchers with steroids about 8 to 10 times when they were with the Toronto Blue Jays in 1998. Clemens is charged with lying to Congress when he testified in 2008 that he had never used steroids or human growth hormone. Minnesota Twins first baseman Justin Morneau took some swings in early batting practice Monday and says his sore left wrist is feeling good as he gets closer to being eligible to come off the disabled list. Morneau is eligible to come off the DL tomorrow and says he doesn't think he'll need a rehab assignment to work on his timing. Colorado Rockies catcher Eliezer Alfonso had his 100-game suspension dropped by Major League Baseball and the Players Union because of the same procedural issues that came up in the Ryan Braun case. Alfonso had already missed 48 games for a positive drug test last year. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that baseball management has fired Sham Daz. He's the arbitrator who overturned Ryan Braun's drug suspension in February. Daz had been the baseball's permanent arbitrator since 1999. Kansas City Royals lefty Danny Duffy has been diagnosed with a torn ulnar collateral ligament in his throwing elbow just a day after facing only three batters in a start against the White Sox. Duffy was 2-2 with a 3.90 ERA and six starts this season. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, it was a blowout win for the Oklahoma City Thunder last night and a tight victory for the Philadelphia 76ers. The Thunder's 119-90 rout of the L.A. Lakers was decided early in the second half as Oklahoma City carried a 15-point lead into the third quarter before opening the period on a 15-2 run. The lead swelled to 35 as the Thunder easily took the opener of the NBA's Western Conference semifinals. Russell Westbrook contributed 27 points and 9 assists to the Laffer, while teammate Kevin Durant added 25 points. Game 2 will be in Oklahoma City on Wednesday. The 76ers blew an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter at Boston Monday night, a game after coughing up a 10-point lead in the final period of a loss to the Celtics. This time the Sixers rallied to tie the Eastern Conference semifinal series at a game each, though. Jrue Holiday scored 18 points. Evan Turner had four huge points in the final minute as the Sixers pulled out an 82-81 win over the Celtics. Ray Allen paced the Celtics with 17 points. Kevin Garnett added 15 points and 12 boards, but Paul Pierce and Rajon Rondo combined for just 15 points. Game 3 is Wednesday in Philadelphia. Miami Heat forward Chris Bosch says he doesn't believe he'll play again until the Eastern Conference Finals if the team gets that far. An MRI performed Monday confirms that Bosch strained a lower abdominal muscle in Game 1 of the conference semifinals against the Indiana Pacers Sunday. He didn't play after being injured late in the first half as he drove for a dunk and was fouled late in the half. The Heat say Bosch is out indefinitely and will miss at least Game 2 of the Pacers series. Bosch says the season will have to be extended for him to play again. Also, Clippers forward Blake Griffin says he'll play in Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals tonight at San Antonio, even though Clippers coach Vinny Del Negro is making no guarantees just yet. Griffin said Monday he feels about 75% to 80% healthy after a sprained left knee sidelined the All-Star for nearly the entire fourth quarter in the Game 7 victory at Memphis on Sunday. Cleveland Cavaliers guard Kyrie Irving will be presented with the NBA Rookie of the Year award this morning. Irving led the Cavaliers and all league rookies in scoring at 18.5 points a game after being taken first overall in last year's draft. The New York Rangers took Game 1 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals by playing one of their best periods of the postseason. The Blue Shirts held New Jersey to four shots while scoring three times in the final period to beat the Devils 3-0. Henrik Lundqvist finished with 21 saves and helped the Rangers kill off the Devils' four power plays, posting his second shutout of the postseason and fifth of his playoff career. The Rangers will host Game 2 tomorrow night. The NFL Players Union will have its grievance against the league in the Saints bounties case heard tomorrow by an arbitrator. The union claims that league commissioner Roger Goodell doesn't have the authority to hand out discipline for player conduct that occurred before the current collective bargaining agreement was finalized last August. The NFLPA also maintains that appeals for on-field behavior should be heard by appeals officers Art Shell and Ted Cottrell, not the commissioner. Four players were suspended by Goodell, including linebacker Jonathan Vilma, for the 2012 season after the league's investigation uncovered that bounties program. Governor Mark Dayton has signed off on a hard-fought agreement to build the Minnesota Vikings a $975 million stadium at the downtown Minneapolis site of the team's current home, the Metrodome. The Vikings hope to move into their new home by 2016 and will sign a 30-year lease to play there. The team will pay just under half of the cost of the $975 million construction project, with the state and the city of Minneapolis paying for the rest. Heisman Trophy winner and BYU star Ty Detmer will be among the upcoming 17-member class in the College Football Hall of Fame. The 1990 Heisman Trophy winner was one of the most prolific passers in college football history, setting then NCAA records with over 15,000 yards passing and 121 TD passes. The rest of the class of 2012 will be announced today. Bodie Meister will compete in Saturday's running of the Preakness Stakes in an attempt to even the score with Kentucky Derby winner I'll Have Another. Trainer Bob Baffert says Bodie Meister came out of the Derby well after losing a stretch duel with I'll Have Another. However, juvenile champ Hansen will not be making the trip to Baltimore for the second jewel of the Triple Crown. Owner Kendall Hansen says it's not in the best interest of the horse to run on just 2 weeks' rest after he finished ninth in the Derby. And the opening weekend of action at the Iowa Speedway is just a few days away, and it will be capped off by Sunday's running of the Pioneer Hybrid 250. That's the first of two NASCAR Nationwide Series races at the track this season.
You know, in any professional sports, when you talk about opening day of any season, it's just that added excitement. And of course, a few days away from opening up our season, Saturday the 19th with the NASCAR K&N Series, and then Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, we've got the NASCAR Nationwide Series. So we're excited about getting the season kicked off. I will tell you one thing more than us getting excited, that's the fans really getting excited about the opening weekend.
That's Iowa Speedway CEO Doug Fritz. The first nationwide race in 2011 drew more than 37,800 fans, and Fritz says another big crowd is expected to watch this weekend.
The last couple of weeks have been really hot on ticket sales, and you know, between now and race time it starts to pick up even more. So you know, we get, you know, fans start tuning into it, start playing the weekend. So last couple of weeks have been really, really good for ticket sales. And our expectation is with a really nice weather forecast for the weekend, I think that's only going to continue to get hotter and hotter as we get closer to the weekend.
And tickets are still available. Log on to www.iowaspeedway.com to get your tickets, or you can call 866-787-7777. 8946. The website also has the start times and schedule of events for all of that action. Track will open up for practice on Saturday morning. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.